You will hear an interview with a young environmental activist and author called Darren Gibbons. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
Today, we're speaking to young environmentalist and author Darren Gibbons. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
Darren, how did you become interested in environmental issues?
My parents are both very active in the local community. My mum's a biology teacher and my dad is a council representative, so it was kind of inevitable that I grow up being politically aware. What sparked my interest in green issues, though, was the BBC documentary series Blue Planet. It was an incredible programme with some amazing camera work. It really brought home to me the beauty of the natural world and the danger people's actions were putting it in. Like a lot of people who saw the show, including quite a few of my friends, I knew I had to do something.
So, you've been active for some years, and now, at the tender age of 18, you've published a book.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
I wanted to write a guide to environmental activism for teens. There are already a lot of books out there talking about changing your personal lifestyle. You know, recycle more, use less energy, etc. And yes, that is important. But young people need to understand how powerful they are. And that's what this book is about. More than individual action, it's a guide to forming groups and working together. Raising funds, influencing politicians, that type of thing. You can have a real impact that way, especially at a local level.
Great. So, are you planning to write any more books?
No. I don't think I'm really a writer. I'm much more comfortable with action. The publishers are very pleased with the sales, but there's nothing in the book that's completely new, to be honest. We've been using the techniques I talk about in the book for decades. I've just repackaged them for a new, younger audience.
Through your book and your activities, you've received quite a lot of media attention. How do you feel about that?
There was a time when I saw the media as the enemy. You know, representatives of the establishment who didn't want things to change. That wasn't helped by the fact that some of the journalists used to talk to me like I was a kid, which was irritating. Now, I think the media is a tool that you can use to your advantage, and I've got used to dealing with them on a regular basis. It comes with the job.
You've just come from giving a talk at a school near here. Do you do that kind of thing a lot?
These days, I'm getting more and more invitations to do that. The first time I did it, it was really stressful. I'm a bit more confident now. The kids seem to enjoy my talks, and I'm careful not to talk down to them. It's a pleasure, actually. Okay, they don't always laugh at my terrible jokes, but they're really switched on to these serious issues. That's what gives me hope.
What advice would you give to young people keen to become environmental activists?
What you're doing is the most important thing anyone can do because we're talking about saving the planet. But don't be overwhelmed by that. Yes, adapt your lifestyle little by little and encourage others to do the same, but look around locally to see what you can do to change things where you live. If everyone does that, it will have a global effect, and that's what we need.
Finally, how do you see things going in the future? Will we save the planet?
It varies, you know. Sometimes I'm full of optimism that within a few years we'll have raised awareness of the dangers of climate change to such a level that governments will have to do something. Other times I feel very frustrated, like we're not making much progress. One thing is for sure, though. I'm not giving up, no matter how tough it gets and how disheartening it becomes. I know most of my friends feel the same way.